You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You know, you meet this woman that the Lord's going to provide for you, and you look at the story of Adam and Eve, and the first time Adam saw Eve, he was like, hubbada, hubbada. He didn't say hubbada, hubbada, hubbada. He spoke poetry.
He did?
Bone of my bone. Flesh of my flesh. The first words Adam ever spoke was poetry, looking at the beauty that God made in woman. Yeah.
And who would mistreat their own flesh? Think about that, men.
Sure.
If she is your flesh and made in person to be by your side and your mate and your helper as you are with her,
yeah.
Would you hurt your own flesh? Would you beat your own arm?
There's you look at the first three chapters of Genesis. Adam was called to be what's called a vine dresser. That's one word.
Adam was called to be a vine dresser.
And that's not something we talk about today. Think about people who cut and prune things to make things look better.
Like wine?
Yeah. But then also, there's another Greek word or Hebrew word that means more like he's supposed to be a vine dresser of his wife. He's supposed to be a castler of his wife. And you think of a castle is to keep someone safe. And so we have a role to our women to protect them and to guard them, just as Christ guarded the church and laid his life down for her.
And yet it says the fool does not confer with his wife, because women have an intuition and a gift that they bring to the relationship.
Oh.
Whereas, a woman will say, I get a bad vibe here. I wouldn't do business with that guy. Every time I've disobeyed that, I get in trouble. And they have – it says that. It says – the Bible says – but, I mean, everything you're saying is just right on, spot on, you know.
Well, when we met
– relationship.
We've been married now.
No, when did you – I wanted to know, though, when was the time which finally, after a time she realized, okay, you're not professing to know Jesus to try to win me over.
Right.
Which people have done. We've all seen that happen.
If I think about it, I think I said 15, 16 years. So now I actually have a little thing in my room – talks about so it was early 2010 was when I gave my life to it was when I was interested in studying the Bible and going to church, and our first date was September 3rd, 2010. I also
That's
remember
only 14 years ago.
Yeah, so it's relatively recent. And then I was baptized in 2010. I was baptized on 10-10-10.
That's when I stopped drinking alcohol 14 years ago.
Okay.
So as I was coming clean, you were getting cleaned.
Yes. And so we started to date in 2010.
Yeah.
We dated a year. Then we were engaged for 9 months. I had a friend of mine, John Gaunt, awesome fellow. He actually approached me when we were first dating. He said, so when are you going to marry this woman? And, I'm still developing as a young Christian.
Did she hear him say that?
No, we just met on college campus. I think it was like the Einstein Bagels near the library. But everywhere I go, there's coffee and bagels somewhere.
Remember the time we were having that Eggs Benedict?
Yeah. Some people remember road names. Some people know, make a left at the McDonald's.
Barbara said she's never known anybody associated. I can tell you what I had when I was 16 years of age. Florine Wagner and I would go out on Saturdays and share a hard crusty roll. They had them upstate New York. A hard roll with mayo, salt and pepper, turkey, and
lettuce. Are you talking about the New Jersey pork roll?
Oh, I've had that.
Those are good.
Yeah.
I can't find
one. Have you ever had a New Jersey tomato pie?
No.
Oh. Nothing like it in the world. Well, tomatoes in New Jersey or Italy are the best in the world.
Interesting. Well, so 2010, I get baptized, and we start to date, and we get engaged on our one-year anniversary, and we dated for 9 months.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy John, he's like, well, when are you going to marry her? And I was like, well, after I finish college, after I get started with a career and I'm stable, then we'll get married. I still had, as a young baby
When are you
going
to come to know Jesus? Once I'm good enough.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't work that way.
They always said, if you wait until you're right to get married or have kids, you'll never get married, you'll never have kids, because you'll never be ready. It's just, we always think we have to do all these things to prepare. Just get into the adventure. But
I'm one of those people. I'm going to wait till I have enough dough before I have kids.
Then
you don't have kids. Not good.
It's a self-preservation thought. That's what it is. Mm. But really, so he talks to me about, why don't you get married in 2 years? And that really made us realize, like, the reason why you date someone is you want to evaluate the real possibility of being married to them. There's an end goal in a relationship.
What about pre-sex, though? Because studies show that if you don't have premarital sex, you have a much, much greater chance of never experiencing divorce with that person.
Well, absolutely. 100%.
Why?
Well, there's a spiritual side of it. I think that Satan, you know, he shoots his fiery arrows not at the unbelievers. He shoots his fiery arrows at believers. And to get two Christians to get into bed together and pretend to be married together and all these kind of things, he's going to try to force you to do marriage improperly so that when you get married, what's the next thing that Satan wants to do? Get you out of the bed. So it's
because marriage is the foreshadowing of our eternal relationship with Jesus. He said he's coming back for a pure and holy bride.
Yeah.
So if you think about it that way.
And we don't defile the marriage bed. And really, if you've been to a wedding, you'll know that when the bride is walking down the aisle.
Oh, my.
And she has the privilege to have the father of the bride walk her down the aisle with her. There's a moment in a marriage where I would ask as the pastor, I'd say, and who gives this bride to this groom? And it's the father who says, I do.
Tears me up.
And he transfers
authority.
Authority.
Protection.
Protection.
Responsibility.
Yeah.
Maybe is a better word.
To the groom. In fact, in some ways, that's actually when the couple are actually married. Not the rings, not the I love yous, not the vows.
Really?
Not the I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Because they didn't use the up until 1935, there were no licenses by the government. It was before God.
But
Abraham's time, you walked into her tent, you were married, man.
Right. So that transfer of headship, that's what it is.
Transfer of headship.
Right.
Protection, she's, responsibility.
So when we are dating these girls and we're not married to them, but we try to believe that we are emotionally one with them already, spiritually one with them already, physically one with them already, when you're not. I have to remind young men that this person you're with, this girl you're with, she belongs to her father. She will never belong to you until the day of your wedding. Then it's not wrong being emotionally one, spiritually one, and physically one. It's not wrong. It's just wrong if it's in the wrong place. Right. And that's to protect her.
Like you don't
her.
Have children and then get married.
Yeah.
It happens.
It happens.
And it's forgivable.
And the Lord can redeem it, but we don't put ourselves in that position. Yeah. So
We resist his will and for things and his order, we end up paying handsomely.
Well, that guy often. John Gaunt got me thinking, but I should be more intentional with how I'm going to date her. And so we call it a courtship. You know, maybe that's an older term, you court somebody, but the idea is to date with marriage in mind. Doesn't mean it will end in marriage, but date with marriage in mind. Otherwise, we have relationships that go on or engagements that go on for 8, 9, 10 years.
You said that you were studying to be a doctor. Your father's a doctor. Your brother's a doctor. Your grandfather was a doctor. You were going to be a doctor. Now, there's an amoeba. It's a one-celled amoeba. It has sex with itself and procreates. So I often wonder, why didn't God do that with us? Because we are forced to have relationship. And the moment that you married Melissa, Melissa married you, you weren't aware of it, but now you're in training.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch a lot of videos on YouTube with pets and stuff and dogs. The moment you give a little child at Christmas, they open up the box and there's a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I go, why don't the children all cry? It's such a touching. Because now they have someone to love.
Sure.
That's not going to run away from them, you know? Or a cat, or a dog.
Man was made in the image of God.
Who's loving.
Who is loving. And so it is built in us to love others.
Love.
I mean, you know, we don't.
What is a woman with all her giftings if she doesn't have a man to pour into?
Yeah. So.
Or children.
So we got married within 2 years. That to me was. I thought you would date somebody and engage with them for 8, 9 years before you marry them. But we got married, and we got married young. I'm very thankful for it. Over these last 12 years, we just celebrated our anniversary. And
congratulations. So how many years? 12?
12 years.
And here's the other side of the story, and I don't know when they'll edit this for Days by Days, but there's a story coming up here you don't want to miss, because the two of you attempted to build a family.
Yeah.
And it took 11 years. Now, your wife's a physician's assistant. You're making a good living. Were you a teacher, I think you were?
I started out as a – so, one, I did some cancer research when I was in college.
Yeah.
I worked at the South Florida Bone Marrow Stem Cell Transplant Institute. Big, long letters.
Yeah.
And then – but I also got a gig. Melissa got me involved with subbing as a teacher.
Okay.
And
well, prepping for what you will end up doing.
And so I took my biology degree and I became a biology teacher at a high school down in Fort Lauderdale. And
wow.
So I did that for about 6, 7, 8 years. And
did you enjoy that experience?
I loved it.
But all this time you're trying to get pregnant, right?
Right.
Didn't happen.
No.
You don't know which side it is. It doesn't matter.
And, you know, at that time, you just have to trust the Lord. And let me tell you. That was hard. It was hard for her. It was hard for me.
Yeah, you wanted a nest.
We
wanted a family.
We walked through depression. We've been praying how to, you know, how to raise a family. And we end up having a natural conversation about getting involved in foster care. And I know I've talked about this before, but yeah, we got involved with the 4Kids Foster Care Agency. They're local. They're out of the Fort Lauderdale area, but there's a Treasure Coast branch. And there are a lot of kids who need a home. And we also knew that—
And temporary, generally.
Temporary, yeah. The idea of foster care is to reunify. And that would be really tough. You're asking a couple who can't have children to bring in a child, love on this child like they're your own.
Fall in love with that child and have to
give them back.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a lady named Kenya who worked for kids who told us, you know, but what if—
She worked at where?
4Kids, the foster agency.
Is it F-O-U-R or 4? It doesn't matter.
The numeral 4, number 4, and then K-I-D-S.
Okay.
If this is the only time that this child may experience the love of Jesus, isn't it worth it? And so that's when we said yes.
It's just like when you take a poor child in a city and that child gets to go for one single week up to the country. They may leave the country. But the country doesn't leave them, and they know there's a better place.
Yep.
And so by experiencing your love and kindness. So you took in a twins, a boy and a girl,
mm-hmm.
and they were your foster children.
Mm-hmm.
You fell in love, and then you discovered they were available?
Well, after several years? Trying for reunification, it couldn't come through, so there needs to be another plan.
Were you patient?
So, and we've had a few other kids come through our home too, but they've been with us since the very.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Together, piece by piece. I've been feeling like a failure, trying to be braver than I could.